Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm just so happy that you're with me and grateful that you are learning the Word of God. That's the purpose of these podcasts, to give you an opportunity just to listen to the Word of God. Let it penetrate your spirit. And I pray that the Holy Spirit is affecting you daily as you continue to study His Word. We want to go to Him in prayer, to the Lord in prayer, and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, we do ask you to bless us, to help us, to guide us by your word today. Lord, we know you have many things to tell us. Lord, even as we learned last time, we are to rejoice in you, and we do rejoice in you, Lord. We rejoice in the opportunity to study your word. And so today we pray that you will bless us again with another time of studying your word and knowing what you have to say to us. We're so grateful for Jesus. We're so grateful for your love. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Moderation, and it's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5. Paul told the Philippian church to rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, after instructing them to care for the women who were in the church. He began a series of these instructions which would be visible to those who were outside of the church as a witness of their relationship with Jesus. In chapter 4 and verse 5, Paul tells the Philippians another way their lives would have an effect upon people around them, where he wrote, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." The verse begins, "Let your moderation be known unto all men." When we see the word let, we can think allow, permit, learn to know or understand. And in this case, Paul desires for the church members' allowance to be toward moderation, which means equitable, fair, forbearance, mild, or gentle, to be known unto all men. In other words, they were to live their lives in such a gentle and equitable manner that others would notice them. The verse goes on to say, "The Lord is at hand." Paul gives the Philippians the reason they should live in their lives in moderation. The Lord is at hand, which means the return of Jesus Christ could be at any moment. Although Paul wrote this almost 2,000 years ago, there was an expectancy that Jesus' return was imminent. There is no greater reason in which moderation living should be exemplified before others. The premise behind Paul's words is to consider others as we live our lives. We become a witness of whom or what we believe by whether we live in moderation or not. As we think about the imminent return of the Lord, perhaps it will help us to examine our lives to discover whether this idea of moderation is prevalent in our lives. If it is, let us continue. And if it is not, may the Lord bring our minds to what it means to be moderate toward Him and toward others He places within our paths. Next time, Paul writes about what to do when we worry. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.